Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Time Technoplast Limited Q3 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Vilas Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vivian. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Time Technoplast Limited. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Sanjay Kulkarni, Chairman and Independent Director, Mr. Bharat Bagaria, Managing Director, Mr. Raghupathy Thiagarajan, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sandeep Modi, Senior Vice President, Accounts and Corporate Planning, Mr. Hemant Soni, Head Legal. Before we start the question and answer session, we'll have some opening comments from the management. Over to you, Mr. Sanjay Kulkarni, sir.
Thank you, Vikram. Good afternoon to all of you. I have with me Bharat Bagaria, who is the Managing Director of the company, Raghupathy Thiagarajan, Whole-time Director, Sandeep Modi, who is Senior VP, Accounts and Corporate Planning, and Hemant Soni, Head of Legal. It is with deep sadness and a heavy heart we inform you about the sudden demise of Mr. Anil Jain, who is a Co-founder and Managing Director of the company on the 6th of February 2022, while he was on his way to the U.S. for a business trip. Mr. Jain played a big role in the growth trajectory of Time Technoplast Limited. He was a promoter director, and the company has immensely benefited from his vision and leadership. The board met on Sunday, 6th February, immediately after the news of his death, and immediately appointed Mr. Bharat Bagaria as the Managing Director. Mr. Jain and his other three co-promoters have started the company 35 years back, and today the company has footprints in 11 countries and employs over 3,000 people. The promoters have worked together for 35 years. At the same time, we also had meetings with the senior team of the company, both in India as well as abroad. At the board meeting on Saturday, February 12th, Mr. Vishal Jain, son of Mr. Anil Jain, has been appointed as an additional director. His responsibilities will be decided shortly. He is 37, an engineer, and has done an executive finance course from IIM Bangalore. He has been running the business for the past 12 years. I would also like to inform you that the shares held by Mr. Anil Jain are being transferred to his wife, and no shares are going to be sold. Thus, the promoter shareholding will remain unchanged. Some shareholders have written to us and raised questions about my involvement, that I was a friend of Mr. Anil Jain, and whether I will continue on the board or not. I have been on the board since 1994, and I'm a friend of not only Mr. Anil Jain, but also all the other three promoters and Time Technoplast. So there is no doubt that I will continue to be involved with Time Technoplast. Mr. Jain's vision and leadership will continue to guide us, and the values that he wanted to inculcate will continue to motivate us through the path and growth of the company. We are all overwhelmed with the love and affection that we have been receiving from our well-wishers. On behalf of the board and the management, I'd like to thank all our valued investors, bankers, suppliers, customers, and associates for their strong support. I now ask Bharat Vagheria for his remarks, and then we will take you through the financial numbers. Thank you.
Dear friends, thank you, Chairman sir, and good afternoon to all of you. The sudden and unexpected passing away of Mr. Anil Kumar Jain will be a great loss to us and the company, but his vision, memories of strong leadership and hard work will continue to motivate us. We all convey our deep sympathy, grief and condolences to his family. We are here to talk about our results for Q3 and 9 months of financial year 2022 and outlook for the rest of the year. The results are already announced, but I will just walk you through some of the key financial and operational highlights. Though COVID-19 re-emerged this quarter with new Omicron variant, the company continued to strengthen its market position and achieved a sustained momentum and good growth across the businesses. During the 9 month FY22, we have already achieved our pre-COVID performance and we are confident of surpassing our target set for the full year. I mean to say, because many times I received call from investors, are we going to achieve our revenue for the pre-COVID level, which was there in 2019-20. We have always said, yes, we are going to achieve this year, and from next year onwards, then the growth path of the company will be there, because during this intervening period of the last 2 years, company has developed so many other products which has a very, very high potential, and some of the value-added product which company has did in the past, but looking to some recent developments, it is going to have a large potential of that business. Now, the key numbers are, on a consolidated basis, in Q3 FY22, revenue grew by 13% as compared to corresponding quarter last year, that is Q3 FY21, and 3% as compared to previous quarter, that is Q2 FY22. During the Q3 FY22, in corresponding FY21 numbers in the bracket on a consolidated basis, net sales stood 943 crores. As against 835 crores. EBITDA was 137 crores as against 113 crores. Profit after tax was 54 crores as against 38 crores. Key highlights in terms of the percentage are as here. Net sales increased by 13%, which is a combination of India 13%, overseas also similar 13%. Volume increased by 9%, India 8%, overseas 10%. EBITDA increased by 21%, PAT increased by 40%. EBITDA margin was 14.5% as against 13.5%, which increased by 100 basis points compared to previous year. But as we all are aware that the previous year EBITDA percentage was down because of the COVID effect was there in the previous year. Our net profit margin also increased by 110 basis points. 5.7% as against compared to 4.6%. Now, during the 9 months FY22, the numbers on a consolidation basis are net sales 2,612 crores as against 2,055 crores. EBITDA 369 crores as against 260 crores. Profit after tax 133 crores as against 51 crores. Key highlights for the 9 months compared with the corresponding period in terms of the percentage: sales increased by 27%, volume increased by 22%, EBITDA increased by 42%, PAT increased by 159%. Now, in 9 months FY22, EBITDA margin was 14.1% as against 12.6%, increased by 150 basis points. Net profit margin also increased by 260 basis points, 5.1% as compared to 1.5%. Share of the business between established product and value-added product. Value-added product sales grew by 31% in 9 months as compared to the previous year same period, while established product grew by 26%. The share of the value-added product is 22% of the total sales as against 21% in 9 months of FY21. Now, share of the India and overseas business is in the ratio of the 67-33 as against previous year in FY21, 70% and 30%. EBITDA margin are in the same range of 14% around for India and overseas. Debt stood on the same level. There is no any major increase. And the total capex incurred during the 9 month 22 towards the brownfield expansion, re-engineering, automation was around 127 crores, which included established product and the value-added product. Value-added products comes that intermediate bulk containers, MOX film, and especially composite cylinder with the LPG and the CNG cylinder, which has a large potentials. Now I would like to open the floor to answer the specific questions reference to these results which have been put on the table.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants may kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Sandeep Khanna from Emerge Capital. Kindly proceed. Mr. Sandeep Khanna.
Hello.
Yes, sir. We can hear you now.
Yeah. Yes. So I have two questions. One is regarding working capital and second is about the CapEx plan. So regarding the working capital, if we see 10 years back, our number of days of inventory used to be 90 or around 90. But for FY20 and FY21, it is more than 120, right? So are there any steps that are taken in to reduce the number of inventory days? Because I see that we have a lot of growth opportunities, but in terms of shareholder value, this working capital management is the key impediment in that journey.
Dear Sandeep, working capital plan, I have mentioned in my this presentations also. In the next, I think this working capital cycle time has increased during this corona period in 2021 and 21-22. But as demand is coming up, especially pipe business, the business is now increasing. Whatever material we have made it ready, is started to supply. Some of the government's order which was held up because of the EPC contractor were not getting their payment, which have been now streamlining as central government is raising their payment. And I mentioned there in the next 12 months time, I'm also keeping target to come back to the working of the cycle time of 85 to 90 days. There's the internal target we are keeping it. In 2023, and day by day, quarter on quarter, you will find that improvement. In reference to the capex which you have mentioned, you are right. As we have mentioned, that normal maintenance capex, as the depreciation amount is almost around 130 crores, and we are 25 years old company. So normally we take the maintenance capex on to maintain my existing capacity level, automation, re-engineering. That is in the range of 70 to 80 crores. The capex, balance capex, yes, we are doing investment where the very large potential. In the last hour conference call also we had mentioned that we have started CNG business, CNG cascade and CNG cylinder business with a small investment of 25 crores. where we can generate the revenue of hardly 55 to 60 crores. We are surpassing that revenue in this current year. But we have to now start, because my completion, project completion time, any expansion I do is take 4 to 5 months time. So we started in the last quarter itself to meet the market demand. As we have mentioned in our this report also in earnings presentation, we have an order booking of the CNG cascade business and cylinder business is more than 250 crores. So to complete that order, we need to do expansion and take the decision right now. Therefore, because we are quite sure, looking to the present response which is coming for the pending tenders also, we will have a carried forward orders of more than 300 crores which is to be executed in the next 12 to 18 months time. To meet that market demand and to meet that order, to execute that order, and that is, comes under the value-added products. So currently, we are planning in such a way our existing capex plus value-added product will be in the range of around 175 to 200 crores. And further, we have already mentioned here in composite product, other is the LPG composite cylinder, where currently we can manufacture a 1 million sellable cylinder, 1 million cylinder, even though capacity is 1.4 million. But when we manufacture different sizes of the cylinder, then we can take a 1 million cylinder. In terms of the revenue part, we can generate the revenue of around 220 to 240 crores from my existing business. But we all are aware that there is a one tender which has been finalized. We are just awaiting LOI, we mentioned. It's a value of 1.5 million cylinder, which is to be supplied in the next 24 months' time. This is the one of the largest gas distribution company. But there are two other gas distribution companies who will also come up. So India, as again, I would like to tell you, the present market circulation of these LPG cylinders are more than 36 crores. Every year, 2 crore cylinders are required as a replacement, and the new markets further will add. So we can say around 2.5 crore cylinders required every year, which is currently mostly filled by the metal cylinders. Composite cylinder, first time this size of the big tenders come out, because they did a very various trials, and finally it is a very, very advantageous. It's the explosion proof, life safe and easy in handling, and considering the advantage, after a lot of trial and testing, government has coming out with this requirement. So looking to these two orders itself, next year, definitely looking to these order positions for composite product itself will have a business of 500 crores as against, I think we can get a 100% jump as against current, we are estimating around 250 crore business of composite products this year.
Right.
That's the CapEx plan which I have mentioned to you.
Right, sir. Thank you for the answer. But one more question is, with regards to the CNG products and LPG cylinders, you had earlier mentioned that the value-added products would be moving to cash and carry model. So this order that you have received for this 1.5 million cylinders, is it also cash and carry basis?
Yeah, you are right. Cash and carry basis, right. But again, the minimum time which is required in procurement of the material, because most of the components and inputs which is required for this composite product is an imported one. So I'll have to carry the inventory. We'll have to carry the raw material inventory. Another thing, finished products. Also, we have to keep a minimum lot size, because this composite product we can dispatch after getting the approval from outside agency, which is approved by the government authority. And there is a minimum lot size we need to carry it. And it's a continuous process. I can understand when the working capital cycle time required for the normal business is 100 days, that will be reduced in the value-added product, which can go down to 60 days. But I can't say it's zero working capital cycle time. Yes, the working capital cycle time will reduce, but as the value-added percentage of the revenue will go up, the working capital cycle time will improve much faster. For example, currently value-added product is 22%. Which is, you see, in the next 2 years' time, it is going to be 30%. Then definitely, working cycle time will come down.
Right. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. And with regards to the CAPEX plan, the cost of debt would be, because currently on gross debt of...
Yes, sir. Yeah, Sandeep. As far as debt is concerned, we have a very clear policy. Our debt should not increase more than 2 times of the EBITDA. So we will work out CAPEX plan within that range only. Because our objective is very clear. The debt should not be more than 2x of the EBITDA, then EBITDA. Number two, the working capital cycle time also should be come back to the 85% to 90% 90 days. And third, ROC should improve. You had attended my June 2021 analyst meet, where we had said very clearly, we would like to have a 20% ROC by 2025.
Great, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. And deeply saddened by Mr. Jain's demise. So my query is on your growth. Now over next 2 to 3 years, how do you see growth given the kind of traction we are seeing in the even on the cylinder side? So any kind of flavor on those front would be helpful.
You are asking relating to the crude prices.
No, in terms of growth.
Okay.
Top line growth over next 2 to 3 years. How do you see that?
Yeah. Deepak, in fact, you know that last 2 years we could not achieve the rate. We have just reached to the pre-COVID level. Okay. Now, if you take me the next 2000 by 2025, we had made our internal plan how we can go further from 3,600 crores to 5,000 crore business in 2025. So that is possible by including the composite products. And when we will achieve a growth of more than 15% every year.
More than 15% growth. And what margins we are looking at?
I think I tell you, we have a two types of the products. One is the established product and the value-added products. Mm-hmm. Established product margins are in the range of 11% to 14%. And the value-added product margins range, I can say, 18 to 22%. But sustainable will be in the range of around 19 or 20%. So combine the EBITDA margin, we are predicting, I think pre-COVID last year it was in the range of 13%. So this year we are estimating average of 14.3%. But we are seeing as the vegetable product business is increasing, there is an improvement by 20 basis to 30 basis point there. So we are expecting the reasonable EBITDA margin in the range can be 14.5% to 15.5%.
14.5 to 15.5 at 5,000 crores. When you are value added.
That's our internal estimate, yes.
And what's the share of value added we are targeting maybe next 3 years?
It's a good question. By 2025, we are targeting the value added product business. In spite of existing business will also grow, but it will reach to the around the 32%.
Okay. Understood. That's it from my side. All the way.
Because currently it is 22%, it will go up to 32%.
I got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Hemal, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. And again, sorry for your loss. My condolences. I just have one quick question. What's your gross debt at the end of the quarter?
Just a minute. I have the figure. Yeah, gross debt is 837 crores and net is 740. So therefore I mentioned it, the same in the last quarter. There's no any major changes taken place.
Okay. So I just want to clarify. So when I'm seeing the consolidated balance sheet in your presentation, when you're doing your gross debt, it is including the lease liabilities also, or just long-term borrowings and short-term borrowings?
Lease liability is separate because lease liability is, you know, that some standard have been changed. So those properties on land and building which are of the long-term rentals, which have to shown under the lease liability.
So it's basically just long and short term borrowings, correct? In your gross debt number?
Yes.
So when I'm seeing your consolidated balance sheet in your presentation right now, it seems to add up to like close to 716 odd crore. So has it gone up in this quarter to 837? Has it gone up by 100+ crore?
No. The repayment business is accounting only. The repayment within next one year have been shown under the current liability.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hemal, sir, any further questions?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. The next question is from the line of Suresh Varan, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Yes. Sir, really sad for the demise of Mr. Anil Jain. When I spoke with him last time, he actually is very upbeat on the company. He's explained very well. Really, we miss him a lot.
Yeah. Yes, we all are missing him, and we all are with you. We know that when we were sitting here in the same boardroom and we were talking, and I know very well that you are feeling the same feelings we have also.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, Suresh, you can ask me a question.
Yes, sir. Okay. Actually, I see in the IOCL website, already, we are the lowest bid for 7.4 lakh cylinders. Did we get this order, sir?
I tell you, there is a procedure of the every government tender, because it's a government company. The process means what? In December month tender had come, we submitted. Other bidder was also there, and we had last time also there. India, the two manufacturers are only there. Out of them, one, we have a largest capacity in India. The tender process completed. We are L1, that's right. Yes, but we are expecting the LOI soon, because it is under their committee process for signing after awarding that thing. We should expect, and in expectation of that, we are expecting to supply in this month itself. We are keeping ourselves ready.
Okay, sir. Okay, if we get this order, actually, Mr. Anil Jain, he told last time, maybe we need to shift some, we need to make some plant in outside India, means, to cater the capacity from external orders.
No, I.
What is our plans?
I was there, I tell you. As we are currently exporting cylinders with the current capacity of. I know that he has mentioned, I was also there, we will do the expansion of LPG cylinder in the period ahead after execution of this order, because we will begin execution. This order itself, we have to supply for the at least next 2 years, we have to supply it. It is only the one company order. As I mentioned in my previous clarification also, there are the two other government companies who are also in the gas distribution line. Because in trial quantity, in the month of September and October, we have supplied to the other company, HPCL also we have supplied. Hindustan Petroleum also we have supplied trial quantity. Parallelly, we have supplied to Indian Oil Corporation also. This company have finalized early, and other will also come. Definitely, first, in fact, I can say we have an order book of entire capacity as on today, I can say. After supply of this cylinders, and we will do definitely expansion next year, because we have to continue more than 48 countries our cylinders are accepted, and we are doing the export to that countries.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. What is the development on, actually last time, you told hydrogen cylinder, already we reached 100 bar pressure. Sorry, 1,000 bar pressure. Any update on this, sir?
As far as I tell you, in composite cylinder, LPG, CNG, it is already developed, and we remember all. Third, other oxygen cylinder also, development is ongoing. We will come back. Hydrogen cylinder, it's a long process. Internal development is ongoing, but I can tell you the development process itself is a 6 months-8 months time. I will not able to give immediate comments on the hydrogen cylinder.
Okay. Sir, and I see in Mahanagar Gas website, actually still they are tendering for Type 3 cylinder and Type 1 cylinder, CNG cylinders. What is the price difference between Type 3 and Type 4? Why still they are tendering for Type 3 cylinders?
There is a four type of the cylinders are there.
Type 1, 2, 3, 4. No, no. Why we have the advantage? Already type 4 is the advanced one. So why still they are going for type 3?
They know very well. I think Mr. Raghupati will answer you this. My colleague director. Yeah.
Conventionally, type 1 cylinders have been in use for CNG. Subsequently, people got an option to try the type 3 cylinder, which was being imported, and then it was in use by many CGD companies. We were still in a development stage at that time. I'm talking about 3 to 4 years ago. So some population of type 3 cylinders have been in use by the CGD companies. There was a good advantage of using type 3 over type 1. But after we have been able to launch the type 4 cylinders, which rightly you identified as a technologically advanced model, such would all the tenders have been backed by your company, Time Technoplus, and we have been able to convince the CGD companies of the good performance as well. So all the tenders are coming by our way. Type 3, whatever residual markets are there, they are basically historical nature, and as I say, inshallah, going forward, they should be history.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And what is the update on the U.S. Business, sir? Actually, last two contracts, actually, there was no update on U.S. business.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Suresh.
Yes, U.S. business, actually, what is the update on U.S. business? Actually, last conference, actually, there was no update.
Yeah, right. As far as U.S. business is concerned, as we had informed earlier, we have a plant in three cities in U.S. That is Chicago, Houston, and Iowa. And there we are doing only the packaging products. That is part of the packaging product, I can say. That is intermediate bulk containers and large size containers. U.S. business is yes. Economy is growing very fast, and we are also expecting the good growth there. Last time we did the business of around 18 million, but yes, we can definitely expect 100% growth this from overseas business this year, because the old plants are operations with the good capacity and good demand is there.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, one more thing. Actually, now Mr. Vishal Jain actually is in the board. So, yes. Is he part of our company now, or is coming? Actually, he's already part of our company, or no, sir?
Vishal Jain is concerned. Our board members, and including this, we have appointed him as the additional director. Till now, he was doing his own business. He was in e-commerce line business. He was supplying some industrial components. So he had a business experience of 12 years, because we were not expecting this kind of the sudden demise of Mr. Jain. But we have inducted him, and definitely we also grow him to take over the features of this business. And he will, based on his responsibilities, he will be inducted as per his wish. And he will become on whole-time directors and executive director positions also. We'll take him as period he settled his position.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your update, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nishit Shah from Aequitas Investments. Kindly proceed.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. I think you had gone, Nitin, to visit the plant, if I remember, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So share your experience with the people, what you have seen there and how you have seen the plant. Because many people are hearing. Because you had gone, I think, 1 month back, right?
Yes, sir. I have gone 1 month back.
And share the activity was ongoing with the people.
Yes, sir. So the visit was very insightful. So I saw our plant location. So the Daman plant and everything is very huge. And how all the CNG cylinders and this caskets and everything are made. So with the help of robots and everything, so that was also very, very good to know. And I understood about our process and everything. So I understand it took a lot of years for us to develop these processes, to understand the customer's requirement, and our products need to be fail-safe, so so there are no leakages of chemicals and everything. So these are very critical. So it was very insightful, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Sir, most of my questions are answered. Sir, one question I wanted to understand more is about the US business. So what is the kind of opportunity we have over there? What are our current revenue and margins? And what kind of capex are we planning for this market?
I think you had gone through our company later on, but initially I recall our discussion. Initially, the company then made a plan of investment of around $50 million USD, which was done successfully. All three locations have been done. But yes, some of the automations work is ongoing because we had started like manufacturing the IBC bottles now to make the complete IBC as the demand is being. But if US parts, definitely if other sectors we are growing in the range of 13% to 14%, we can definitely expect, one, let us first stabilize the US business, which I mentioned to you. The last time we achieved $18 million, this year we are expecting around 36 million, 100% growth. But definitely in the 3 years time, we can expect the revenue of maybe around 80 to 90 million in the 3 years time. Because good prospects are there as far as the packaging business is concerned. Our products are getting overwhelming response. It's an international product which we are manufacturing there. And definitely we concentrate US market and other overseas units also. We are only the packaging business, which constitute is plastic drums, jerry guns, and IBC. These are the main products we are doing overseas countries. So definitely our focus is there. And in the 3 years time, US should contribute good revenue. And EBITDA margins are also concerned. A1, because utilization is in the range of 60%. So EBITDA margin is also in the range of around 13 to 14%. We are getting it now.
Okay. And what is the capex we are planning there?
In fact, it is included in my overall capex plan. Not as geographical. It is included in, as normally we talk 180 to 200 crore capex plan, which includes including India and overseas plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Shah from Arrow Investments. Kindly proceed.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Nilesh.
At the outset, my deepest condolences and heartfelt sympathies to the family and everyone at time.
So
I've been attending quite a few of the analyst calls and in touch with you people. My first question to you is, sir, there was a vision to divest this non-core businesses in terms of for batteries and furniture part. So any progress has happened? There was a 60 crore monetization that was going to happen. I think it's been more than a year. Is there any development on that?
Yeah, I just clarify you, as far as 60 crores non-core assets plan is concerned, it does not include the battery business, because battery business, my investment itself is a 65 crores, which have been done by Time Technoblast Limited. And apart from that battery business, and apart from battery business, this is 60 crores is inclusive of land building, of which is not in currently in use, and the furniture molds, fixtures and furniture molds, then some of the medical equipment molds. Yes, discussion is on. You know very well, the last 6 months, the corona third wave has affected some kind of the decision. But we are sure in the next 6 months' time, something you will hear about this investment from this non-core business. Because as this materialized, talk is ongoing with many people. Because we don't want to sell a partly assets. If, for example, I'm telling you furniture and fixtures mold, I will sell as a whole, because then one person can have an entire range. I don't want to sell in the part that molds. So my talk is ongoing with some of the people, and this will come back in the next 6 months' time. And as far as land and buildings are concerned, we have already under discussion with the first big people, those who are in the real estate lines. They have a good network is available all over India basis. So we have provided the details to them, and that is working out and trying to get out the good buyer at a good value.
So hopefully by coming financial year, that is 22-23.
Of course, Nireshi, you can make sure that next year by March 23, these all things will come back and will be utilized for my when you did product business and expansion of the company.
Perfect, sir. The second part was on the status of the merger between PowerBuild and NED. We were having a merger. I think all the procedure was done. So is the merger already approved?
Merger as far as process is on, I tell you, the process takes place. Merger approval from the board is there. From these other creditors are there. But approval from the bankers is need be. That is under process. And as you are aware that whenever the orders will come, but merger will be effective from 1st April 2021, right?
Okay, correct.
Yeah, and it will be there and it is process. We are sure because there was some delay from the banker side because they were not attending the office and some internal process were there. But I'm sure that before March, we should able to get this merger order.
Okay, and any other further continuing orders from Tesla for batteries, sir?
I think you remember the name of the Tesla, Nilesh Bhai, right? In order, I mentioned in my last call, I think when we were talking the last call, that at that time we had received the order for 5 crores value. Afterwards, we had mentioned at that time, again they will give some quantity of the order. They have given, yes, 2 crores value order they have released. That earlier quantity we have supplied. And further, we are developing with them some kind of the, as we have mentioned, the lithium ion batteries also development is ongoing. That is for the solar sector. And they are assuring because whatever batteries we have supplied them, no complaint, touch wood, and good quality they are getting it. And the business is going to be enhanced from April 2022 onwards.
So we may not divest the battery business.
No, I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no. Let us first come out with the business because the utilization which was lower at that time, 40%, which we are expecting, we can get a good value when the business will be at the 60 or 70% level, which we are expecting in the next year time. But we are keeping our eyes open because the good development that is done by the company. We are coming on the, I can say, 22-23, we will have a sizable business, maybe in the range of around 180 crores business, we can have a net itself.
Okay.
Good. So come back, they will stand on their foot itself.
So
keep our eyes open. If any good value, we'll get it. We are not a distressed seller at the same time because a lot of development has taken place in the last 18 months' time.
Okay. Have they visited the plant, sir, Tesla officials?
Oh, of course. Yes, yes. Okay. Their CEO, their CFO, their, I think, business head. 3-4 people have visited the plant. Their system is for the vendor approval. They have a long process which they have passed already.
Nice. So congratulations on that, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Tileji, I advise you, you are in Bangalore. You can go at any time and see that plant.
Definitely, I will. I'll keep it up.
I told you, you can go to Debaspet plant. How people are working there at least.
I have spoken to the plant manager. Maybe I'll make a visit. I'll keep you.
Yeah, yeah. You can see that. Thank you.
Yeah. And last question I have on CNG, sir. These which are used for OEMs, basically Maruti and all, who have got CNG vehicles. Have you started receiving orders on the CNG type 4 cylinders from them for their sales?
Mm-hmm.
Are we targeting 4 lakh vehicles per year on CNG side? So is there any development on that, on the OEM side?
Yeah, Nileshji, Raghupati will answer this question because you know that how order position we have for this cascade. And what is our first of this thing? Then Raghupati will ask.
Yes, so on priority, even how we tie up with CNG like NISO refitters, retrofitters, basically who convert the diesel tanks to CNG.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of demand. So I don't know whether we have started addressing and tying up with dealers across India for that.
Yeah, thank you very much. We address the CNG market in two steps. First, we have gone in for the requirement of CNG cylinders, which are basically used for caskets. And that is an area of high growth that is taking place. As you would follow the supply chain also, basically they have to ensure that the CNG gas is available across the different retail outlets, etc., as has been outlined by the Government of India. So that is going on, and that is where the CNG cascade will be put in place. So we are booked as of now. We are expanding some capacities, etc., whatever as Mr. Bharat Vagir has told you. Parallelly, we are also working with OEMs and even the retrofitters for development of the onboard cylinder. We have got the cylinder approved by PESO for onboard applications. There is a very good demand. At an opportune time and period, we will definitely launch these onboard cylinders also for use or conversion among these passenger cars or buses, etc. So that's an area also which will come in the coming year itself.
Okay, no, but right now we had done a trial run to all the, we did a channel check on a lot of dealers of CNG, and I think most of them have got orders, but they don't have inventory, they don't have stock of the CNG cylinders.
Correct, we have only done a little, I would put it, wetted the feet and found there's a good response, but in fact, when we are ready, we will definitely launch it full-fledged. As of now, we wanted to ensure that the initial part of the demand that we are catering to, we are able to fulfill their requirement. We will come to the onboard application slightly later. We are focusing with the OEM companies, whether it is Maruti, Tata Motors, Ashok Leyland and others, etc., to get the CNG approved for their own requirement. Once that also goes in, then the next priority probably would be the retrofitting. We have a certain steps or priority which we will address to launch these products.
Okay, so discussions are going on with these companies, OEMs.
Stage of advance.
So any orders, have you got any visibility on the order potential in that line in the next 1 year?
It will come through. It's a long cycle of development. It takes anywhere between 2 to 3 years of development time frame. So we are, the samples have been submitted, there are trials going on, so it is little too early for us to talk about the orders, but the OEM orders for among the vehicle manufacturers would also come in due course.
I have just one last to Bharatji actually, and to the management as well. Sir, you are aware our business is definitely much more valued than what the market is valuing it for whatever reasons.
Yeah.
Is there any steps that the company is going to take to enhance shareholder value? And if any large investors like NTAsian or HDFC want to exit, is the company going to participate in that and kind of buy their shares? Basically, the idea is there is a lot of undervaluation in our business, and I'm sure you are also aware. Our accumulated depreciation is actually more than the market capitalization as of now. So we are going very, very cheap in the market. So I'm just trying to figure out why the management, what steps management is going to take to enhance shareholder value, sir.
Nilesh ji, question thoda tough hai, lekin phir bhi answer de deta hu aapka. Debt, as I mentioned to you, maximum debt, internal guidelines, 2x of then EBITDA, without compromising on the growth plan of the company. But I think you are aware that in 2025 we have projected 5,000 crore business, and we have shown from the cash flow also we will have a surplus fund of 750 crores by 2025, which will be available for apportion on account of the dividends, on accounts of the buyout, and definitely we plan accordingly with the permission of the board how this money is to be used.
So one small buyback every year would also enhance. 50 crores ka buyback will make a very big impact to actually stabilize the
stock. Do. Another thing also, I recall, we had discussed, I have a, that promoter company had a loan of this 35 crores for 37-38 crores for a plot value where the collateral security place of the shares have been given, and we are also under discussion that first my target to place free that shares and the disposal of that plot, and then after any surplus available, that's also we have mentioned, Ms. Jain has also mentioned many times, surplus fund will be used because we are also very keen that we know that the undervalued share is there. So if when the right time, we will also can use that funds for the buying back of the shares.
Correct. No, next year maybe when we get that 60 crore extra for the non-core businesses, you could utilize it to enhance shareholder value. So it's just a suggestion.
Of course, shareholders value can enhance two ways. If my ROC improved to 20%, if I will capture the business of around 1,000 crores in the next 3 years of this my CNG business, this is the way of the understanding.
Absolutely, sir.
Yeah.
No, it's a good opportunity for us to buy cheap.
So yes, definitely.
Thank you. Wish you all the very best and best wishes for the future, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the wishes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand the crude oil prices. So, any kind of impact that have on our business as such?
It's a good question, but I tell you the polymer made out, there is the way of the polymer to made out from the cracking of the oil, and another way is the natural gas. Okay, Middle East, most of the plants, if you take the world over, the oil-based plants are 50%, gas-based plants are 50%. Okay, you know that recently in US market also there is a shell gas and shell oils were available. In Middle East, most of the plants are the gas-based plants. I can answer your question this way. For example, polymer prices in the dollar US, this oil market $70 a barrel, and the polymer prices were in the range of $1,200. Okay, today oil is near to 100. It is increased by 30%. So polymer prices has not increased by 30%. Some extent it can give the effect of 5 or 10%, but not a similar ratio, because polymer market is again depending on the demand supply gap. And again, for India part is concerned, now if you go back to 5 years back, India, the Reliance was only the manufacturer of the polymer in India. Now you have seen, after so many expansion of Indian Corporation, ONGC, Opal, gas authorities, Haldia Petrochemicals, so many alternate producers come out, Mittal Group, and another 2-3 big manufacturing plants in India is coming up in the next 2 years' time. This year is also Mittal is coming out with 4 lakh ton capacity plant. Reliance is also expanding. Indian Oil is also expanding further plant in near Rajasthan. So much expansion is coming, and India, I can say, the dependability of the overseas market is reducing day by day. And that is the vision of our Prime Minister also, make in India, reduce the imports. So this, in other words, I can say, the oil prices and polymer prices, not direct link. It's a demand supply.
Yeah, understood. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I would like to inform the management that there are no further questions in the queue. I would like to hand the floor to the management for closing comments.
Now, I once again would like to thank to my all valued investor and participant in this conference call. We will continue this provide insight about the company's call, about the earnings and the revenue. And we all missed Ms. Jain in this conference call. But I tell you on behalf of management, my colleague, my entire staff of the company, all committed, because I tell you, most of the people who are working in organization is for more than 20 years, 30 years. And this organization is built for the future. So I'm thankful again to all my participants. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.